Blog Talk Radio.
I thank you for tuning in to the first half of EOTM Radio Blog Talk. This is Ron Anthony, and I have with me today the author, that's no other than Annette Hoggs Jackson. How you doing out there, Annette?
Oh, praise the Lord, Brother Ronnie. I'm doing well.
That's good. Praise God. I got a chance to look at some of your book and all of the information that you had on the internet. And where could you actually find this book?
You can find my book at barnesandnoble.com, or you can purchase it through amazon.com, and you can go to any bookstore. The book is called Poems from the Heart by Annette Hoggs Jackson. If you go to any major bookstore, you just ask them to order it, and they can order it for you.
Okay. Okay, that's excellent. Now, tell me a little bit about your professional background. And now, how did you start this particular book?
I'll tell you how the book came about. I work in mental health. I have been working in mental health for over 30 years, working with juveniles, working with abused women, working with people that have addictions to substance abuse, alcohol abuse, divorced women, women and men that have suffered from schizophrenia, depression, and also currently I'm working with pregnant women.
Okay.
And the book came out because I love to write poetry. I've been writing poetry since I was like 8 years old, and I knew I had a gift to write because when I was in elementary school, I wrote a poem, and I gave it to one of my teachers, and the teacher never gave it back to me. So at that time, and I thought about that after I started writing this book, and I said, well, I must have had some kind of gift because she never gave the poem back. So from that point until now, I had started writing again. And I was sitting down writing, and I would submit my poetry to different places. And my poetry was put into an anthology, and that's a book where they have poetry, and they get a lot of different authors, and they put the book out there, and it goes all over the world. So I got recognition, first of all, through that, and I had a couple of poems that were put in anthologies. And after that happened, I would enter poetry contests, and they would always contact me back and tell me that they loved my poetry. So one day, God used my husband to say, write a book. And then one night, we were in Bible teaching, and my pastor was praying for me, and he said, God said, write the book. So after that, I knew that was confirmation that a book needed to come forth.
Okay.
What God did, he used me to put things in the book that people have experienced in everyday life. And the Lord just spoke to my heart, and God told me, he said, if you would just sit down, it'll flow out of your belly. And I just began to get by myself, and I would sit down, and I would write. And it would just come out so naturally that I didn't even have to think about it. All I had to do was sit down and write. And that's how this book came about.
Now, I see where you actually... You were in the field for over 30 years working with people that were depressed. It says schizophrenic.
Yes.
So what actually, can you talk a little bit about that also? Because some of the listeners out there, you know, a lot of us, we go through that, but we don't really know that we have that type of illness that's going on, because we can always go to the doctor to get something, you know, as far as something physical. But when it's mental, we never go.
Yes.
So can you kind of...
You're absolutely right, because a lot of people that experience this, and especially, I have to say, African-Americans, when we deal with this, we sometimes like to hide it because there's so much stigma about a person that has a mental illness. And actually, it's a stigma all over America that when somebody has a sickness, that people, they kind of shy away from it because they don't want to deal with it.
Right.
And that's the reason why, one of the reasons why I actually got into the field to work with people that had this, because one, I have a very compassionate heart, and I wanted to work with people and help people that were disabled and let them know, yes, you can still do whatever you want to do as long as you put your heart to it and you work on it. And that was one of the reasons why I got into the field of psychology and working with people that had mental illness or a disability. And most of the people that I have worked with have always told me one thing that they really liked about me was my compassionate heart. And so that's why I got into the field and working with people. Now, people that suffer from schizophrenia, a lot of people are not aware, you know, if you've never really worked in the field or you don't know anyone that's ever had this, you don't know exactly what it is. But people that suffer from schizophrenia can have hallucinations and where they hear
right.
voices or they see things. And these things are real when these people are experiencing them. Then the other thing is they can get depression. There's something that they call bipolar. And when you're bipolar, you go up very high where you're so happy, you're like on top of the world.
Well, what causes...
It's also called the manic phase.
What causes that?
It's caused by chemical imbalance.
Okay.
And that's what happens when people go through this.
Now...
And also with the bipolar, they can go in a very low, depressed state where they get so depressed, they can't even really... They can even become immobile. Where they don't want to do anything. They don't want to get out of bed. They're sad. They want to stay withdrawn from people.
So do you think that your book could actually minister to a lot of people that are actually sick at this particular time?
Yes, I think the book could minister to a lot of people because that's the reason why God told me to write the book, because
mm-hmm.
the book talks about a lot of different things that people experience in life. And some of the things that people experience while they're going through these phases, one, they could lose someone special. Two, that could trigger someone into depression when you go through a death of a lost one. When you break up in a relationship, that triggers depression because maybe the person can't really pick themselves up automatically because of the things that they're experiencing going through that relationship. And one thing that I read in the Bible, too, which really speaks on this, is how God says, guard your heart, you know. And what he's speaking of is when people, when you're in a relationship and you get really close to a person, you really trust that person. And then when the relationship is over, you feel hurt. And a lot of people can feel like deceived or betrayed. That triggers depression. And
mm-hmm.
people can get so low from that sometimes, because I've worked with people that have dealt with this, they have a hard time pulling themselves out of this.
So do you think that some people, now I'm going to throw this out there, do you think that some people just do this just to do it, or is it really seriously a mental illness?
They definitely don't do it just to do it. They're actually going through the moment. And the reason is because I can tell you, like, a lot of the people that I've worked with and counseled, a lot of them have gone through depression from relationships.
Okay.
A lot of times maybe they've been in a relationship with a boyfriend and the boyfriend broke the relationship off after 10 years. Or they could have been married to somebody and after 20 years that person wants to walk out of their life. That's a very serious situation. And matter of fact, on the stress scale, it's very high on the stress scale. I think divorce, I think it's like number one or two on the stress scale. It's very high, and it's very common among people. And this is the reason God gave me this book, so that some of the things that people have experienced in their life, they can look at this book, and this book will minister to your heart and help you to come out of whatever situation you're in. And that was one of the reasons God told me to write the book. Because in the book, I also talk about the dating game, how you can go. And that's very high for a lot of people, is the dating game. You know, a lot of people are going through relationship issues and, you know, trying to find that special mate. And God even gave me a poem in the book about my mate, you know, how people are going out there looking for people. And I can honestly tell you, the best thing to do is wait on God. Because actually my husband is a prophecy from the Lord. God told me that I would meet my husband. And God sent my husband to my church, that I didn't even have to go and look for him. God sent them to my church after me praying and asking God to send me a good man.
Okay.
know that prayer is powerful and God works.
Now, as far as dealing with God and mental issues and relationships and all of this type of stuff, I'm going to play a song first, and then when we come back, I have to ask you this question. Now, as I play this song, I want you to think about if I'm going to throw this out. If there's a God, because a lot of people do not believe in God, and you said yourself that God has inspired you. So if there's a God, why are so many people going through mental issues? So I'm going to play this song. It's going to, and this is by Marvin Sapp, and it's called The Best in Me. So give me a little bit as this song come on. What do you think that's the best in you, and when so many people have done so many bad things to you, but you're still able to stand here and speak on the goodness of God? And some people don't believe in God, and if we have mental issues, why are we having mental issues if there's such a God? Okay. Well, right now, tell me what's the best in you, and I'm going to play this song by Marvin Sapp.
I know that I'm still a work in progress because, you know, God continues to work on you every day. And the thing that I can tell the radio listeners is that there is a God, because God has shown me so many testimonies of things that have happened in my life, things that God has used me to help other people through prayer and laying hands on people. I know that it's not me. That is the God that's in me that's been helping me to be able to help others. So I truly know that there is a God for the miracles that God has shown me.
Okay.
And how God is making a better person out of me and using me as a vessel to help others through this book.
Okay. Well, right now, here's Marvin Sapp in The Best.
You saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Yeah.
witness, I have a witness tonight. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this: what did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here, because there's some folk in here that people have wrote you off, said you would never amount to anything, said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time, what did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing, when aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything, when daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I get, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go past it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I need.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I thank you. This is EOTM Radio with Ron Anthony. And we're going to have, I'm going to first go to this question that I asked before we started with this song, The Best in Me. And then after that, we're going to let Mother Jenkins have some questions. She has to ask some questions, too, that she wants to ask this author. And I want you all to know that you can't, could you tell them one time, where can they pick up this book and just give them a little bit, you know, where they can get it, and are you going to be doing any type of book signings or anything like that? Give your email address. Can we go ahead and do that?
We sure can. The book is called Poems from the Heart. The author is Annette Hogs Jackson. You can purchase this book at BarnesandNoble.com, or you can go to Amazon.com. You can also purchase the book at any major bookstore. Just go into the store and give them the name of the book and the name of the author. They can order the book for you.
Okay.
My website is ChristiansMergingTogether.org, and we keep a lot of information on the website about the book and other things that me and my husband, Minister Sammy Jackson, are doing that God is using us to bring forth. The other thing I wanted to say about the book is there's a lot of things in here. There's something in here for everybody.
Okay.
I'm sure that there's something that somebody has experienced in life that they can go in this book and read about it, and God can speak to their heart. A lot of the titles, some of the titles in the book is Your Life Scrambled, Broken Up and Broken Down, The Dating Game, Depression, Forgiveness, Forget Your Past, and Healing. Those are some of the things that God allowed me to put in the book that people, any person would experience in everyday life.
Okay. Okay, well, I want to go to this question that I ask you, and I know some of our listeners would like to know this. Now, before I say that, we have a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs that are actually listening to this right now. And I challenge you to go and purchase this book because it'll help you in your business and it'll help you in, you know, accomplish a lot of dreams that you still have since you are an entrepreneur and you're getting your business, you know, up to where you're, you know, you want it to be. Now, back to this question. How do you, Annette Hoggs Jackson, how do you know that there's a God with all these mental issues? You worked in this place. You've been there for over 30 years, and you've seen the actions. You've seen where someone wants to kill themselves. You've seen, you've talked to people with that going through divorces and homelessness. I've seen parts in your book you talked about homelessness. Now, if there's a God and he's listening and he's giving you the authority to write this book, how do you know and explain to these listeners how this book would change them? How do you know that?
Okay, I know it through this. I know that there is truly a God, and I can tell you there's a God because through my working in the field that I've worked in for many, many years, I've seen people broken down. And I want to say this, when you've been broken in your life, when things have just, you feel like, oh, I just want to give up, and things have gotten
yes.
to a point where you're so down and out, that's when you've been broken. And once you've been broken, that's when you get to know who God is, because that's when God can come into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Make you the man or woman of God that he wants to make out of you. Now, a lot of people, especially the people that I've worked with, a lot of them have been broken down. And after God using me to minister to them and to let them know about the different things that are going on in their life and how God can change that, a lot of them have been healed and delivered and set free. And they see the goodness of God, especially those that have gone through, you know, a mental breakdown. You know, they can begin to know that there is a God when they start to see themselves come out and they're blossoming. I had one young lady that I was working with.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated from a four-year college, which a lot of people, when they say that you have mental illness, they don't have the concentration to do that. But through, you know, medication, therapy, counseling, people can come through that. And as I was telling you, the way that I know that there is a God, people go through things in everyday life. You know, we're going to be tested in a lot of different ways, and it's a test that we have to walk through. And once you get to know who God is, then you get to know who you are, and God will instruct you on how to walk through that test, because everybody's going to have adversities that come at them, even myself. But because I know God, I'm able to walk through those adversities with the help of God.
Now, do you believe that some people every day, you know, in these corporate businesses and starting their businesses and working through their business, do you believe that some of us have mental issues that we don't know about?
Yes, I do believe that there are some people that, like I said, a lot of people, sometimes they don't even know they're suffering from depression. You know, you can be very sad, you can cry, and you don't have no clue to what's going on with you, especially if you've never had a loved one that has gone through that, or you've never worked in the field. A lot of people would not know what depression is. But, as I said before, you know, just through education and learning about it, but one thing that I do know is that God will pull you through it. I do know that because
so,
I've ministered to a lot of people about it.
And what are these voices? I mean, what when they hear voices, like what I mean, where are they coming from?
It's voices that seem real to them.
Okay.
And things they can hear people talking to them. Those are the voices of what they call hallucinations. Now, in the physical world, they call them hallucinations, but in the spiritual world, they call it demons.
That's what I was getting at.
And that's what a lot of people, and sometimes people that don't really know that, you know, that are don't know about as far as being a believer,
right,
know about demonic forces in the spiritual world. That's really what it is. It's a demonic force.
Well, can they attack you, the person?
Yes, they can attack you as a person, but if you are armed and filled with the Holy Ghost, you can speak to that thing, and you can command it to leave you. But you have to know and be in the Spirit of God and know that God can move for you, and He can move those things away from you.
Okay. All right. Well, right now I'm going to play another song for you, and I'm going to try to speed this thing up on how I got over with Vicki Winans. And you all at EOTM radio listeners, when we come back, Mother Jenkins got some things to say. All right, here's Vicki Winans on EOTM radio. This is Blog Talk.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over my soul.
Yeah.
But since I love to keep young people around me, my 21-year-old nephew, Tim Bowman Jr., he's going to show us how to sing it in the 21st century. Timmy, how would you sing it?
I said, "Gop, gop, do that, how I made it over. Gop, gop, do that, how I made it over. Gop, gop, do that, how I made it over. Say,
gop, gop, do that, how I made it over.
Gop, gop, do that, how I made it over.
Gop, gop, do that, how I made it over.
That's how I made it over.
Baby. Hello?
I'm doing just fine,
Mother. Hey, yeah, I was sitting up here listening to you, and I got to back this thing up. You hear me? I need to know about this schizophrenic. Now, what the world is that, child?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
The schizophrenic, child, you know, child, the whole child, you know I'm about 70-some years old. Schizophrenic? What is that you were saying to Brother Ron?
Schizophrenia is when people start to hear voices.
They what kind of voices?
They hear people talking to them.
Oh,
they
Lord.
See things, or they become very, very paranoid of other people.
Oh, no. Well, do you think I be hearing voices, honey, and I don't know if it's me talking or I done forgot something I said and it's coming back. And well, do you think that I may be trying to go through something like that, honey? And what's this Alzheimer's thing? Is that something to do with that?
No, that's totally different. Alzheimer's can make you forget a lot.
Oh, Lord.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah. Well, child, you know what I'm trying to do this here. Child, they got me up here, and sometimes I think I'm about to lose it, honey. I'm pushing all these here things up here, and now I've been talking to you, and you got a book all over everywhere. Now, how much the book cost, sugar?
Book is only $10.
What?
It's only $10. God wanted it to be affordable for people to be able to purchase it.
Yeah. With y'all listeners out there, y'all take this here from Mother Jenkins. Y'all get this book and do something with it, honey, because I think this young lady here is, well, she's a God-fearing woman. And I thank God that she came on this here show here. And I know Brother Ron is, he's trying to help do some things, you know, and they working together. And something about some little girl that your husband been working with. Now, she going to be up here next week, huh, sugar?
Yes, her name is Eva Sambiano. She's an anointed gospel singer.
Oh, no, she ain't.
Years old.
Uh-huh. She's 13 years old.
She's 13.
I know you ain't talking about the little girl sound like a grown woman. Talk about that little girl.
I'm talking about that little girl. She is anointed in God.
Oh, yes, Lord. And you anointed too. You know that I had a chance. I can't hardly read this, you know, the thing so little up here. Child, move this here stuff over here. I'm trying to see what they say on here about, your name is Annette Hogg, right?
It's Annette Hogg
Jackson. Uh-huh. Okay.
Poems from the Heart.
Poems from the Heart. Now, I know that in the Bible, now, you know they say about the heart is wicked. You know, I said that, that's the only part I heard right there. Now, how your book going to change the wickedness from the poems of the heart? What you can say? What could you do, sugar?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand the question.
I said, what is your point? I heard in the Bible that the book, you know how your heart is wicked, no man can know. Now, how your book going to change all this wickedness out here in this here world?
My book talks about a lot of different issues, uh-huh. And this book will help people to understand what their issues are and how they can overcome these issues by listening to the Word of God. This is an anointed book, and this book is going to speak to people's hearts, and it's going to help people learn how to overcome their obstacles just by knowing who God is and reading the Word of God.
Now, as I look over here, I see something about some homeless folks. Now, what you say about that? Now, have you talked to them?
About homeless folks?
Uh-huh.
Oh, let me read you a poem.
Yes, sugar, read it, honey, because I need to hear this here now. Cause I'm
a homeless person.
Yeah.
And the reason why God told me to do this poem is because a lot of people overlook homeless people. And they.
Oh, yes, they do, honey.
So this is what God had me put in this book about a homeless person. It's called The Homeless One. Many people overlook you. Some even turn their noses up too. You may be an angel that I have sent. They may even find you under a tent. So be kind to those on the street. You may never know whom you will greet. I will take the lowest and make a great man or woman of God. So think twice before you look at them so odd. You may never know who you will meet, so be kind to those on the streets. Amen?
Amen, sugar. Child, you read that so educational. You just an educational woman, honey. Don't mind the way I talk, and I had to stop school. I was homeless for a minute. I didn't know what. Oh, yes, I was, honey. They was passing by me, walking back us and father, and looking at me, honey. I was so smart, I just sat there and got myself together, and now I'm here talking to an author. Oh, you know God is good. You know that now.
And look what God did. He put you on the radio.
Oh, yes, he did. I don't have to know what I'm doing, but Carla and Ronnie, they just helped me, and, you know, and Brother Ron, he got to push all the buttons and play the songs and
yeah.
Get all of the. You know that now. They're going to put you out there now. They're going to put you out there, so tell them one more time. What's the site, the email, all that old digitally stuff. You know what I'm saying, sugar.
Okay, the book is called Poems from the Heart. The author is Annette Hoggs Jackson. You can find the book at BarnesandNoble.com. You can find it at Amazon.com. Or you can go to our website, Minister Sammy Jackson and Annette Jackson. And it's ChristiansMergingTogether.com. We have an awesome cruise coming up, but I'll let my husband talk to you about
it. Oh, wait. Hold it, sugar. A cruise. Oh, yeah. When the cruise coming, tell him, sugar. Tell him. You can't wait on him now. Tell us now.
We have a cruise that we're preparing for next year, 2011. Cruising for Jesus. But I'm going to save that because my husband's going to talk to you.
Where is it? Where is it? I know he is it because we need to hear that. Child, I know they're coming next week, but baby, they can hear it this week. They're going to play it. Folks going to buy this here, what it is, child, the thing they got up here. They're going to buy that, honey, so you need to put that out there now, sugar.
Okay, we're planning a cruise for 2011, and it's going to be a cruising for Jesus to the Bahamas. So
is a little girl going to be there?
Eva Sammy.
Yeah.
Going to be there. She's going to be one of our guests.
All right. All right, sugar. I know you trying to cut me off, honey. You trying to cut me off, but baby, I want the folks to know that because that's something good. You going to be there with your book?
Yes, I'm going to be there with my book. So we're even
going to
have a poetry night.
Oh, yes, sugar. I thank the Lord for you, baby. And I know you. This here thing what we doing here, child, they got people all in California looking at it and listening and all this here stuff. But my main slope. Say that again. Read it, sugar. Go ahead on and read it.
I want to read this to a lot of people that have been struggling in relationships.
Oh, good Lord. I need to hear this here now.
Speak into your heart, and it's called My Mate. You say you want a mate. Don't you get tired of meeting the wrong date?
Oh,
don't
yes,
be in
sugar.
Such a hurry and wait. God has that divine one waiting for you. God wants you to be patient and to him be true. He is getting your mate ready and preparing you so you don't have to keep going through. Wait on him. Pray for your mate. This will be your ultimate date.
All right, honey. You wrote that for your husband, didn't you?
And God so sent him too.
Oh, thank you. I see he'd be just happy, Chair, and y'all be doing all this and traveling, you and the little girl, child. I sure wish these folks these days would do something like that. You tell him next week, honey, he's going to have to talk to me because we need to get these men out here and help their wives. You hear me? Well, I'm going to get on out of here, and I'm going to let Brother Ron come do his thing. And, child, because you know I talk to you all day about this and what we talking about. All right, sugar. Hold on, baby. All right, I thank you, too. You and this, you all this stuff you're doing, honey, this is so powerful. You know that? It's a powerful.
I count it an honor, Mother Jenkins, and I hope I've said something.
Oh, yes, you did, sugar.
Somebody.
All right, sugar. We
know that he's real.
All right. Well, here's Brother Ron, and I thank you. You hear me?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
Mother Jenkins. Thank you, sugar.
All right. We thank you for tuning in to EOTM Radio. And we're going to play, what we're going to do, before we let Annette Hoggs-Jackson leave, I want her to give me one more poem from her heart, and then we're going to play a song that's going to touch you in a mighty way. Come on, Annette, let's do it. Give them another poem.
Okay, I'm going to give you one. This one really says a lot. This is about people that carry gifts, but they don't use their gifts. And I just want to read this to you. A lot of people have many gifts, but they don't know how to use their gifts. They don't know how to get them stirred up. And I just want to say to the listeners, ask God to stir up the gifts that he's given you. This is called Graveyard Gifts. He gave you gifts, and here you sit. You let those gifts lie in a pit. You come to church for years and sit on a pew. Yes, that is what you do. I gave you gifts for you to move when I tell you to, not to keep your gifts dormant inside of you. Life passed you by, your gifts you did not use. Now your life is over and you are through. Your gifts went to the grave with you.
I like that. And I thank God that I'm allowing him to use my gifts.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. Yes.
Really, just wait on the move of God. Move when God tells you to, and be obedient. That's the main thing. Be obedient. When God is speaking to you to do something and you feel an urgency in your heart, do it, because God is telling you to do it.
Okay.
And that's how others are blessed.
All right, Miss Annette Hoggs-Jackson, we do appreciate you coming on. And, you know, once I'll say we'll give it a little bit more time, and we're going to get you back on here, and we're going to have some questions that people would like to ask you. So we're going to go live, too. So we're going to, as soon as I would give it like another month or so. Do you think you can come back and we can go live and we can ask some questions? They can ask you some questions.
Praise the Lord. I would love to come back.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you. We appreciate you on EOTM Radio. And next week, excuse me?
I said thank you.
Okay, thank you.
To be there for the listening audience.
Yes.
And again, I hope I've said something that can bless somebody.
Okay. And next week, who's going to be here?
Minister Sammy Jackson and Eva Sambiana.
All right.
19-year-old anointed young lady.
Okay, and we thank you all listeners for tuning in. We're going to go out with a blast. And then we'll be back with some more music. Here is Wait on the Lord and Be of Good Courage on EOTM Radio.
For those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
you carry new strength.
Yeah.
As you mount a bone wing.
Like eagles.
Like eagles that soar.
Go ahead, tell them how you feel.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
That I've learned how to wait.
Oh, oh, oh.
In the midst of my waiting. I'm your blessing every
wait,
day.
Wait, what?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, Lord, she knows she can.
Come on now.
She knows she can. She sure enough can talk.
You know.
Lord, I see why she's a speaker, honey.
She's a good one now.
Oh, Lord, I thought I wasn't going to never get nothing in there to say. But she got a good book, and I thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes.
With me and Brother Ron.
Yeah, that's right.
But, child, I just got to be honest. And I thought I wasn't going to I try to say something, and she
said,
oh, Lord, she had to cut me off.
Oh, oh Lord, I bless
God,
Jesus.
Y'all make sure y'all be sure to go and pick up the book, child. It ain't but $10, child.
That's you all?
Buy about two or three of them.
I might. Yeah, I'll probably
sure
do that.
Make sure you go and pick up the book and support the people. All right, well, Chad, ooh, Lord, honey, they got something. With Chad, I'm going to interview this
person. Yeah, I had to get this one, Mother Jenkins.
Oh, Lord, I don't know if I'd be able to
withstand, huh?
Chad, I'd have to kill somebody, honey. Y'all
you need to come on now, the Holy Ghost.
On the Lord, honey.
That's right.
Stay on the Lord's side. That's why he saved me, Chad. Cause, ooh,
what you would do?
Lord, if my husband had been with somebody else, child, and they got a little baby. And it's
mother
said. Ooh, y'all need to make sure y'all stay here for this, because this is, and Lord, this is a evangelical.
Yeah, evangelist.
We gonna see what evangelist.
We need to play Restored. Let me see if I can find this.
Lord, I'm gonna play this
Restored. Yeah.
Cause after I leave him.
What, Mother Jenkins?
Y'all gonna have to do something to help me, cause I got to hear what she got to say about this here.
All right.
Ain't that right, Brother Rowan?
Yes, you right. Well, Lord, you know, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and play Restored,
play the
and
song.
We have Evangelist Stokes. She's coming up next, y'all. I'm sure you all want to go and call somebody while this song is playing.
Call them,
because this is a topic
that
you need to hear on Mother's Day. I like to say Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, Johnny Mae Hall. I like to say Happy Mother's Day to all my family out there. Barbara, Thelma, and Phoebe.
What's up?
Easter Mae. Yeah, you know we're going to be... We're going to have, and don't forget, I'm going to be performing in a few minutes. I got to hurry up and get down to the Auburn Festival, and I'll be performing there around 5-something. So if you can get out there, make sure you come out and support me. And I thank God for EOTM Radio for actually helping me to promote this thing. And everybody stick together at EOTM Radio, and I really appreciate that. And you all need to check out Don's show. And because Don Adams, just go and look, and you can see that Don Adams, man, that you wouldn't want to get crossed up with him. Because I tell you, he'll set you straight. I call him the Black Simon Cow. All right, well, here's Restored. And after Restored, we will be talking to Evangelist Stokes on EOTM Radio.
I know his name. Thank you for my storm.
I'm restored, and I've been rewarded. I'm redeemed from guilt and shame. Never rejected, just reconnected. Now I'm exalted, because I know his name. I know his name. Come on, take it up.
I'm restored.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been redeemed.
I've been redeemed.
There's no more guilt and shame. Never. You never loved me.
Thank you for keeping me glad. You told me that you did it because.
Yeah.
You're tuned to EOTM Radio. I have a special guest right now who's here, and she's ready to tell the truth on EOTM Radio. I want to play a song for her and also for all the listeners out there before she comes on. This is Evangelist Stokes, and she will be coming up next with Mother Jenkins. We'll be interviewing her on EOTM Radio. Sugar, how you doing, baby?
I'm fine.
Hey, I know, child, I was listening up here, and I seen the flyer go out across the Facebook, child. And well, tell me how you got started in preaching, Sugar.
Well, I was shacking up.
Oh, Lord, wait, whoa. Say it again.
And, met his sanctified mother. Told me about Jesus. And I remember going to a little meeting that they have on Wednesdays. This has been over 20 years ago now. And it just had got so sick and tired of doing my cocaine and all the other stuff that I was doing. And I went to this little meeting, and they began to tell me about Jesus. And I just began to just cry and just ask God to forgive me. And I got saved. And about 10 years later, I started the preaching.
Oh, Lord, Sugar. Well, let's back up just a little bit far. Now, when you said something about some coking, now, what was the coke? What was going on back then, child?
I really got married right out of high school and early, and my first husband was very abusive to me, and he made me feel bad about myself. He said I was nothing, and I'll never be nothing, and I was overweight, and I just started believing that. And so when we finally separated, he had put that in my mind. It had been instilled in my heart, and I just started trying to look for love in all the wrong places. I started doing cocaine. I started smoking hash, weed.
Good shit.
Just in a Quaaludes, drinking liquor, and I just wanted to live the way I thought that he told me that I was, that I was nothing anyway, and had been given away when I was 2 years old, and of course, Satan played a big part in making me just have very low self-esteem, and I thought that by getting high, my self-esteem would get better, and so I would get high, and I would lay up with different guys, and get high, and lay up, and to the fact, I just got sick and tired of doing that. It was temporary, and my high didn't last long enough, and so I just got sick of it. So finally, like I said,
I met this guy
who's my husband now, and started shacking with him, and met his sanctified mom, and it's history from there.
Before we get into this whole other kind of stuff here, now, what you got to say for the folks out there that if they have somebody in the shack, and if they don't know no more drugs, or if you know it's somebody out there, if they got some cheering out there, and what would you say to somebody that's going through that, and do you know, and they get help or something? What did you do, honey?
I would just say that from my experience, and I didn't have a lot of experience in church because my adopted mom, she wasn't into church. She would pay her dues, but I didn't even know who Jesus was. But I just would say to everybody to just hold on, because God has great plans for you. He said in Jeremiah that I know the plans that I think towards you, plans for you to have peace and not evil, and have a good expected end. And so there's somebody out there praying for you. And I thank God somebody was praying for me. And I just say, be encouraged. You may feel bad about yourself. You may feel be depressed. You may be oppressed. You may be doing drugs. You may be doing everything under the sun. But I know for a fact that there's somebody praying for you. And at the appointed time, Jesus is going to save you. But you just got to want to be saved. You just got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired.
All right, sugar. You sound like you meant that, baby. Uh-huh. Lord, child, have you ever seen have you found your real mother?
Yes, my foster mom, she would allow me to go visit my real mother when I was young, but I just can't remember a whole lot with that. But as I remember being separated from my first husband and becoming a single parent with two children and having to move back into housing authority.
Thank God for them, Chad.
My real mother began to come into my life, and she began to show folks so much love to me. And my older sister, she explained to me why my mother had to give me away. It's because she wanted the best for me. It wasn't that she didn't love me. She gave me away because she loved me. But, of course, Satan had me thinking all those years that I was no good. And, of course, that's what the first husband was saying. You were no good. Your mom gave you away. And so I just...
Child, that wasn't nothing but the old devil. You hear me?
Satan. Find out what the real truth is. And you can find it out through Jesus. And I went to my sister, and she explained to me about my mom. And so my mom started coming and spending time with me. And I never forget March, and about 8 or 9 years ago, she passed away.
Oh,
she
Lord.
Came and spent time with me. It was a beautiful day. We had such an awesome day, and I felt so much love. And the next week, she had passed away. But I thank God I had forgiven her, because I found out that she did what was best for me.
Oh, yes, she did. And do you see any of your sisters and things like that? Do you have any brothers?
Yes, I have sisters and brothers. I have an older sister who's 70 years old now, praise God, and she's like the mom.
Okay. She about like me here, honey. She about the same age I is. You hear me? Lord.
I get to see them and talk to them, and that part of my life is okay. I just, like I said, I had to forgive. I was holding unforgiveness, and unforgiveness is just not good.
Okay, well, you know what I'm going to do right now, baby. I'm going to play The Best in Me. Child, I think they played that on the other thing. But, child, you done said that, honey, and I thank God that you came on here because we're going to get to the grease. You hear me?
Amen.
You know we're going to get to the grease because the listeners need to know what you've been through so that they can get through what they're going through. You hear what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
All right, then, Evangelist. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and put on Marvin Sapp. And so we can, you know, this is something that's going to touch somebody. And, Lord, I just...
see the best in you.
Oh, yes. Well, hold on, sugar. Don't you go nowhere, you hear?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else
could
only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Buck walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else
could only
see.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I am. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing, When aunties and uncles said that you never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you are going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
You're the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
see. Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
He only sees me.
He only sees me who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Say it. Say it for me. I like the way you say that. Say that again.
Huh?
What your name is, baby?
Evangelist Gwendolyn Sewell Stokes.
All right. I know I heard when I tried to call you, you had the Holy Ghost girl playing on there.
Yes, ma'am. A.K.A. Holy Ghost girl and your hope dealer.
All right. I like your spunk in you, honey. I want to get down to the grease. You know how you stir up that stuff when you put the grease in there to get hot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
All right. Well, come on, sugar. Now you know what the story is about. For I need to know, when you were saved and all this and stuff going on, and I know that old devil, know he be trying to stop folks. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when y'all got together and you, what happened?
Well, I tell you, after I got saved and I started doing well and I stopped shacking and I end up marrying my second husband. Everything was going well. I thought was going well. We were very good friends, best friends, as a matter of fact. And so he began to relapse on crack cocaine. And when he started doing the crack cocaine, my God, he not only did that, he fell in love with a younger woman.
Good Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I tell you the truth, and that was devastating. I started getting phone calls and different things like that, different signs going on that he was having an affair. And finally, he confessed it to me that he was having an affair. And next thing we know, he had a baby on the way.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and 5 baptized. But I tell you the truth, I wanted to go. Well, I was contemplating going to the pawn shop. Hit me a pistol. and blowing somebody away. You hear me?
Oh, Lord, you were going backwards.
Yes, I was going backwards, but I thank God for old mother in the church.
Oh, yes.
I called that mother in the church, and I began to plead on the phone. I said, talk to me now, because if you don't, I'm going to hurt me somebody.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, ma'am. That's a devastating thing, that when someone you love commit adultery towards you, that's one of the most hurting things I've ever felt in my life, because I just believe when you're married, it's supposed to be sacred. But again, he felt like he was getting older, and he started, you know, messing around with this younger lady. And then I knew she was going to get pregnant, but praise God, I started contemplating murder, and the mother talked me down.
Well, oh, thank God for them old, that's child, that's me there, honey. But, honey, I don't know if you would have talked to me, we both would have been over there. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Child, we would have been over there.
I tell you, it was devastating. But this is what Satan came in and done. Not on the day I was contemplating killing somebody, and I got talked down. Later that day, my son came to my house, and are you there?
Yes, I'm here, sugar.
I'm sorry, my phone, hold on. My son came to my house and brought a pistol with him.
Oh, Lord.
And he said, Mom, let me show you my new gun. And when he said that, all I could do was say, I said, yeah, let me see it.
Let me see it, sugar.
I saw my husband's chest being blown wide open with that pistol. But then the Holy Ghost stepped in, and my son had brought a young man with him to my house, praise God, that had been spending the night at my house ever since he was little. And the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, if you do this, you're going to destroy this young man, because he has seen you in me.
Yes, see me in you.
And if you do this, you're going to destroy his life. And I tell you, God, the Holy Ghost stepped in at that point, and I came down, and I began to say, it's not worth it. I will not do anything that will come against my Jesus. I said, now, God, you just got to help me go through this. And Lord knows, he helped me.
Won't he help you?
I ended up witnessing to the young lady while she was pregnant, carrying my husband's baby.
Oh, that's a mother there. Ooh, yes, honey.
God, it's good.
Well, oh, Lord, child, I can't even hardly say nothing now, honey. Well, where's the little baby?
It's been on for 2 years.
Ooh, honey.
2 years of catching him at her house. 2 years of her making mockery about being pregnant by a preacher. You know, everybody want to say love to try to destroy a preacher. So he was glad to have that preacher fall.
Yeah, well, what happened to the baby?
I tell you, she's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. She's 9 years old now. She comes and visits with me and her dad. And when she comes to visit, she goes to church with us. And she carries my Bible for me and my purse. She's like a little armor bearer. And she just hugs on me and she just queen. And you would think she would spend a lot of time with her dad, but she's always over here spending it with me.
Oh,
I love her.
Well, have you seen the mother?
Yes, I still see the mom, and we thank God for prayer. When the enemy flares up in her, we just go on our faces and pray, because I really believe and trust in prayer. And she lines right back up with what God has us to do with this young girl. And her name is Timmy.
Okay, Lord. Yes. And how did you get to the point to love this man again, and his little girl, and the girlfriend child?
Because I tell you, and I tell this story everywhere I go.
Tell it, sugar.
I knew for myself that I myself was a sinner, and I had did so many things in the world myself. I had went with married men. I had slept with somebody else's boyfriend. So God, through that, reminded me that there is grace and mercy. Even though I was hurt, even though I was devastated, because of God in me, I decided that I must love beyond it, because love looks beyond faults and see needs.
You preaching that, sugar.
Love looks beyond it. It sees your need. And so I always felt like, well, God, I don't want anybody to feel bad like I did or feel not wanted like I do. So I definitely can't mistreat the child, because I'm the one that encouraged him to legitimize the child and put the child in his name and get visitation right.
So bless your heart, sugar.
Being in me, and so many people say, girl, I could not have done it. It was God.
Charlie, wasn't for them. They just being nosy, honey. They just being nosy. God, God is using this for a testimony. You hear me?
Amen.
Boy, yes, he is, sugar. And you tell this story everywhere you go. Now, how's your husband?
He's doing wonderful. I thank God for me. He's ministering the word of God, and we have our ministry called Caring for People Ministry, where we do outreach, and we've been in ministry for 8 years. We help anyone in need. We have free days every 6 months where we give away free food, clothes, shoes, to whoever in need. They don't have to give no blood and sign no certificates.
All right.
Thank God that he has put outreach in me, evangelism in me, because I feel like that I have an umbilical cord connected to the world, because that's where I came from, and it connects to my neighbor, and God pulls me back out to the world to pull people in to let them see. Even though you're going through something, ain't nothing too hard for God.
Oh, yeah, that's right, sugar.
Amen?
Amen. Well, why don't you tell them how they can get in touch with you? And you, I know, I'm going to say it. Y'all need to send this lady here money. You hear me? Y'all need to send her, if she helping people, y'all need to give them some information, honey. Child, you done got me worked up in here now.
Amen. Well, you can contact me and my husband, and our ministry is called Caring for People Ministry, and we are at P.O. Box 49286, and we are in Athens, Georgia, 30604. Our contact number is 706-202-4805. And we also host a live prayer line at the local radio station here in Athens, Georgia, every second and fourth Tuesday. And God has opened up a door where we're on television and local TV, where we have what we call the Hope Dealer Program. I don't deal you no dope, but I deal you some hope, and that hope is Jesus.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We just thank God right now. We are planning for our next free day, which is June 5th. We are seeking donations of clothes and money, as Mother Jenkins says.
Money, honey.
You all can help us with prayer. You know, we just thank God. You can send that stuff to the P.O. Box, and we will be glad to pick it up. We are a non-profit. You can use it on your taxes. So I just thank God that he opened a door and brought me out of sin and changed my life around. And I pray and continue to pray for each of you out there. And I'm looking forward to networking with you. So please send us an email at CFP, that's C as in cat, F as in friend, P as in Paul, ministry, MINISTRY, at yahoo.com, or check out the website, Caring for People Ministries. .ning.com.
And baby, give them your phone number again, because child, somebody need to call there.
706-202-4805.
Oh, I sure thank you for being on here, because child, the people out here, the women in this here world today, they want to fight and do all that old kind of stuff, but you stood strong.
Yes.
And couldn't nobody do that but the Lord, you hear me?
Yes.
And I just thank God for you. I thank God for your husband. Now, we know we got to get him on here now, because you telling your side, honey, he need to say what he did. You hear me?
Yeah, he'll be glad to talk.
All right now, because, honey, I need to talk to him, because I know God has blessed him. And ain't he the hip-hop preacher?
Yes, he's a holy hip hop.
Oh, all right.
We call him the prodigal son has come home.
Well, you know, if the listeners, you know, we got some business owners, entrepreneurs, and stuff like that on this here radio. Now, they may need y'all to come and talk, and would you be willing to talk about it, to help some of these old young gals and boys out here?
We sure would. I thank God for my infirmities. As Paul say, I glory in the infirmities, and I just thank God that any opportunity that God opens up for, we would count it a privilege and a blessing to come and share.
Now, I've got to be, now, this is something Mother Jenkins got to ask. Now, did you and that girl get to fighting?
No, we did not.
All right, now, because, honey, I think I would have got to fighting up in there.
I ministered to her. I told this young lady, I said, let me tell you something, daughter, I said, you don't have to sell your body for a Lincoln Town Car. I said, did you know you can get your own? Just turn your life over to Jesus. Ask him to forgive you for your sins, and he will save you because Jesus loves you just like he loves me.
All right.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Child, I'm so, ooh, Lord, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, I don't know
she
what
I... With wicked words, I will come with positive words, even though my flesh wanted to do something else.
I bet you wouldn't have knocked, ooh, child, let's help get off of here, honey, because I'm about to get upset. Didn't happen to me. Well,
yes,
we don't.
I tell you, God brought me through that, and I thank him for going through it. It made me stronger. I am what God says I am.
All right. And on that note,
I'm a conqueror.
Yes. Ooh, Lord. Well, you know, Evangelist, I sure appreciate you calling in and talking to these people out here about this. And I sure. Now, you know what? I'm going to bring you on here live. So when I get all this here thing together and we get Carl and Ronnie on, I'm going to see if we can bring you back on here. Because we need some little gals to call in. You hear me? Because they need to hear from you. So we're going to go live. I said, give it about 2 weeks. I'm going to turn. I'll give you. You be willing to come back on here live?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be willing.
Okay, then, sugar. We sure appreciate you. And what? Just say one more thing to the world.
I would like to say to tell you that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Remember, Jesus loves you, and can't nobody stop him from loving you.
Skies seem so far
goodness, goodness, goodness.
Oh, yeah, goodness.
That was Ron Anthony. That's me, y'all.
That's
and
you,
hold
child,
on.
Honey,
I just had to play that for Evangelist Stokes.
Oh,
because
yes.
Because that's
honey.
What she did. She held
child,
on.
I don't know if I can
and
hold on.
And I don't
on,
know.
Whew, honey, I can't hold on, sugar.
I
come
do
on,
not know.
Up right now.
If you people woo. Out there in this world will be able
woo,
to go
Lord,
through
honey.
And still be able to stand without.
Child, I'd be yeah, standing in jail,
that,
honey. It was up to me, honey.
But I just thank God for
Lord.
For Evangelist
yeah,
Stokes,
I thank
and
God
she's
for
a wonderful
sugar.
Person.
Oh, yes, she
you
is.
All need to go just get
child, help her, honey.
Child,
you
just
take it too long.
Help the sister
help
out.
Her,
she
child.
Went through all of that so that she'd be
send
able
the
to
Monte.
Stand
she
here
to, oh, Lord,
and
honey.
Let you all know that
ooh,
there is a God.
Child,
and I know it's a lot of women
money.
Out there. I'm going to let you all know when I have her on here live. I'll give it about
yeah,
2 weeks. I'm going to get her back on here so she can
child, play
really, really
money, child, I
talk
be
to
on
a lot
behalf.
Of women that's
ooh.
Been going through this. And then I'll have another show so that we can bring her husband
oh,
on here so he can talk.
Child, yeah, bring him up here, sugar.
Talk to
I
the,
need
to the,
talk to him.
To all come of on. Us. To the men and the women.
Child,
about
somebody needed to talk.
So we woo. Just thank God for togetherness and
child, woo. Let me get the
this
Holy
has
Ghost.
Been something else.
Play the song.
Right
sugar.
Now, I'm just going
to
go ahead
too
and.
Slow and too long, honey.
I'm just going to go ahead
and. Play the song,
just kind of stir me up a little bit. I'm just going to go ahead and play another song, y'all. And you all just be blessed. And
I'll be
blessed. Right back.
Play
after
the song,
because,
child, I got to get off here.
Oh, great. all can do. Can take away this love, this love that I found. Oh, 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 pray,
pray.
What would I do? What would I do without prayer? Oh, 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 pray. Oh, what would I be without
God's grace is so merciful.
Oh, yes,
and wonderful. Ah, I just thank God for that message that we had, and I thank God for Annette Hoggs Jackson that came
Get
aboard.
The book,
and
child.
She did her thing in the first hour.
Oh, yes, she
and,
did.
And, you know, we just thank God. We just thank God that
we're just
all blessed in Jesus' name. No matter what we go through in life, we are blessed.
Yes, we are,
and
Brother Ron.
Just to know that situation.
I just thank God.
I want you all to go ahead and check me out. I'll be at the Auburn Festival today.
Oh,
I'll be there today.
Yeah.
And happy Mother's Day
you better sing
to
my
all
song
the mothers
too,
out there. I thank God for every mother, especially mothers that are going through and that have been through.
Yeah, Gwendolyn, like her. Child, she been
Gwendolyn
through
Sewell Stokes has been
oh,
through.
Oh, yes, she
so
has.
So if you all heard this, please send me an email.
Oh, yes.
If you all
sugar.
Want her back on here live and you're going to tell other people, go ahead and send me an email.
Child, put Facebook in chat.
RHNAHATCHER@yahoo.com. Or just go ahead and send it to Carla. Carla, and let her know. That's my boss, y'all. Let her know.
Yeah, child,
and
you better.
If you want her on live, I'll go ahead and do a show live so that you'll be able to call in and speak to Evangelist Stokes.
Child, I ain't gonna be here, child, cause honey,
tell you some things about what she went through. And I'm sure.
I feel good every day because of you. I can do anything when I'm with you. Everything is possible when I trust in you, Jesus. I can never ever live without you. No one else can love me the way you do. My life has changed since when I met.
that's that little girl. Ain't
that's
that
Eva.
Be here next week. Child,
yes,
that's
she
Eva,
is.
Child. Y'all make sure y'all tune in so y'all can hear us talk to Eva. Because, child, that little girl, no, she from, where's she from, child?
She's Asian, I think.
Well, child, I can't, child, I don't know where they're from, but I know she,
Asian.
Yeah. Yeah, she Asian. Yeah, child, she knows she can sing. But she going to be on here.
She was on BET,
week,
too.
That's Eva. And, child, they going on that old cruise, honey, baby. And, child, we ain't, honey, we ain't got, I can't talk no more.
Yeah, we kind of stirred up here. So this
and if y'all want to do something up in here, send your MP3s and all y'all little rappers and gospel folk, send some preaching up here, child. We need some preaching after all this here now. All this here. Oh, Lord, I can't even say the word, honey. Child, there's so much going on out there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Lord, y'all pray for Evangelist Stokes, honey, because she's a strong old woman. You hear me?
Yes,
God,
she
I
is.
I thought I was strong, honey. All right, sugar child, I done got the breathing up in here. Brother Ron, come on, honey, play
something. Okay, we're going to go ahead and play something else, y'all. It's about time for us to get out of here, but you know, next week, Eva, she will be here.
Oh,
and
okay.
I want to see if I can get some other kind of show. I like this kind of interesting stuff. So if you out there and you know somebody that has committed murder,
Lord, Lord, I know I ain't gonna
please have them
now.
Contact us at EOTM Radio, because I want to speak to someone
end up getting fired.
About that, and we're going to get into the head of that person to find out, and especially if they overcame
crazy.
And they're a Christian now, because it's a lot of stuff out there I want to touch base on. So, me and Mother Jenkins.
Child, don't you include me
yes,
in here,
yes, we're going to do
you
it.
You need that book, child.
All right,
that
so
book on that.
I thank God for you. We're going to play another song, and then it'll be almost time for us to get out of here until next week. I thank y'all for tuning in. This is EOTM Radio, and we will resume our scheduled program
yes,
next weekend.
Baby.
We just this just came up, and I had to get her on
yes,
here.
Child,
so,
I got to sing my song.
Mother Jenkins will be doing her song.
Yes.
The neighbors know my
Jesus,
name.
Jesus,
you know that song
Jesus
by Trey Songz?
Know my name.
Well, she got a song called
Jesus
Know My Name.
Know my name.
Every time
you hear the knock.
You better sing, Mother
on
Jenkins.
On the door. Jesus knows my name.
All right.
Name.
So, y'all, we'll, I want to go ahead and play.
Jesus Know My Name.
Play a song for y'all. Jesus Name.
Let me tell you, he's an old man. entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
The champ is here!
Hey y'all, it's here, it's finally here, the buzz is here. What is the buzz?
ELTM Buzzwire magazine at eltmbuzzwire.com is a monthly magazine on the web.
Continuing with ELTM's mission to encourage, empower, and enlighten, Buzzwire magazine at eltmbuzzwire.com will help bring entrepreneurs together, and connecting minds will increase networks to increase net worth.
Read ELTM Buzzwire magazine each month at eltmbuzzwire.com and stay enlightened and empowered.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.